Welcome to A Handful of Hope, where we bring you heart-to-heart conversations with heart-centered people. Okay, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of A Handful of Hope. Today, I have Kevin with us. And Kevin is a commercial airline pilot and founder of Stratus Leadership Development. He's here to talk about mindset and how to cope with these interesting times. He will give us some tips and techniques to help offset the current crisis. As part of his airline training, he will give information on how to be calm, composed, and maintain your bearings in unsettling times. Kevin, welcome, and thank you so much. Talk about how relevant that is for today.
Jesse, I'm glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me on. And it's, you know, of course, as a commercial airline pilot, I'll start with that. You know, I've been flying for 28 years now and probably over 15,000 hours. I don't really keep track of that anymore in my logbook. The airlines do that for me. But, you know, over the course, you know, even from day one, they always have a mantra of always fly the airplane. It doesn't matter what's going on. Always maintain, because if you don't fly the airplane, nothing is going to happen. Or bad things are really going to happen if you don't maintain composure. And so I kind of want to use these skills to kind of give to the audience of how they can kind of maybe cope, or maybe some skills, a skill set that they may not know they have that they do have. And hopefully I can share some wisdom and hopefully they'll get something out of this.
Kevin, can you expand on that? I think I understand the metaphor, but I want to just make sure it's clear. Always fly the airplane, because I feel like there's something really powerful there that is so relevant for right now. Can you expand on that a little bit? What does that mean?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. And when you say always fly the airplane, of course, I'll back it up. You know, your first flight instructor will always use the term aviate, navigate, communicate. So if you're trying to communicate with somebody, but you're not flying the airplane, you get distracted and, you know, the next thing you know, you know, you're not where you're supposed to be, or something is gonna happen, I guess. So as flying the airplane is, you gotta have control of it. And if you don't have control of the airplane, everything else is really a moot point. So from day one, even till the time you retire, you always fly the airplane, and you never wanna let the airplane get away from you, sort of metaphorically.
I love that, because I feel like right now there's so much uncertainty and fear in the world. And so much of that is also on its energy going towards things we can't control. And in so doing, it's taking ourselves away from our metaphorical airplane, if you will, right? Which is going to largely be mindset, heart set, physical body, right? And I know you want us to talk a little bit on mindset. So why is mindset, Kevin, why is mindset so important for flying the airplane, just to keep running with that metaphor?
Well, if you think about it, you know, Sully, you know, when he landed on the Hudson, and I want to say that was around 2008, 2007, maybe somewhere 10 or 12 years ago, had he not kept his composure, you know, he landed in the Hudson, and believe me, we don't practice that in training, but he kept his mindset. He kept composed. He the crew knew what he was, he briefed the crew to what was going on, as, you know, as little time as he had. And so had he not kept his composure, you know, maybe the 155 people, the 150 passengers and the five crew members wouldn't have walked away. But, you know, he kept his wits about him, and everybody walked away really unscathed. I mean, there might have been some bruises and bumps, but for the most part, everybody, it was a miracle that everybody walked away. And so that was all developed by his training, his mindsets. And it goes back to always learning, always, you know, maybe mentally flying the airplane. And I thought my instructor was crazy when he first told me about visual armchair flying, and just kind of, you know, people go and visualize, and we as pilots all the time. So that's where our mindset is, you know, what if this happens? How am I going to deal with it? What if the engine catches fire? What are the procedures for that? So it's kind of, something different may happen that you're not used to, but it's very cool. We're prepared for it, and it's just take a little bit of time and do your thing.
How do you prepare for that, Kevin? Because I think that's really relevant for right now. Because I think what so much of what we're feeling right now, there's, and it's completely it's not to dismiss what we're feeling. It's understandable. And I also think a lot of some of the stuff we're feeling is because we've never really prepared for this. We kind of go through life assuming that what happened the day before will happen today and will happen tomorrow and so on and so forth. And there might be a really opportunity for someone right now who's watching, who feels like they can't control everything, who feels like maybe they're, you know, on a nosedive or something like that. They feel like they're not able to gain control. And maybe if they found a way that they could gain control, get prepared, that would help them. So how do you prepare for those things? Is it a matter of practicing stuff? Is it a matter of looking at what are the possible things that could go wrong? What does that look like?
We do practice in the simulators. And then, you know, of course, we study. We have recurrent training. It's every quarter we go through some modules that we have to keep our technical skills up. And it's just very, there may be a problem, but you want to, you know, there's going to be a problem, but you maybe don't know what it is. And so I'll give a great, back to story a little bit. I have an old, a former flight check airman who gave me a rating over 20 years ago, was a retired United pilot. And he told me, he says, before anything happens, take 10 seconds before you start flipping any switches. And then before you formulate a plan, because that gets, you know, because all of a sudden you're startled. You know, what's going on? This is not normal. We haven't seen this, you know, either a coronavirus or an airplane, maybe an engine fire. And it's just take 10 seconds and kind of review, hey, what's going on? Where do I need to start? So just kind of, if your audience is out there, just what can I change? How, you know, something we haven't seen before, but there's something in it that I can use, or I've seen before that I can maybe use to kind of keep me along that path. So you might have a routine, you know, and I like to say, and I hate to use the term stick to a routine, but stick to a routine. And, you know, in the airplanes, we use checklists all the time. I mean, I've flown for the last 10 years at JetBlue. The checklists haven't changed, but we still use it because it's just, it's that time that you don't use it as something is you're going to miss something. And so if you feel you're missing something, write down what's going on, what you think might happen. Where do you want this? If you want to go down path A or path B, how do I get there? And so just kind of start formulating a plan in the back of your mind and kind of hopefully make sure that, you know, you're going down the right path. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. So it's really, I think there's a couple of really tangible things we can take away from that. Where number one, it's just pausing and taking the 10 seconds before you start flipping any switches. And for us, that might be, it could be, you know, figuring out what to do with our kids. It could be, you know, if you're watching the stock market at all, figuring out if you're going to buy or sell. And with that ping pong ball going out, figuring out what you're going to do in terms for your own family's health. If do you really need to go out and buy 50 cases of toilet paper or something? Or if you don't get 2 cases, is it really the end of the world? But just taking those 10 seconds to pause. And then number two, I heard you say about writing things down, right? Really identifying the things that you can control, identifying a routine that you can control, and write that down to regain control of what might feel like it's out of control.
And that's, you hit the nail right on the head. It's what you can't control. We can't control the virus. It's out there. What can we do? We can keep our heads. Hey, we only need one package of toilet paper. We need one case of water. And, you know, it's, I mean, have you had 6 cases of water in the last, you know, drank 6 cases of water in the last week ever, you know?
Yeah.
But just, you know, think about it. And, oh my God, there's going to be no food. Well, the grocery stores are open. The supply chains are open. You know, leadership, you know, from the government is saying the supply chains are still going to be there. Might take you a little bit longer to get something, but it's there. If you just take your time, plan ahead, plan accordingly. And that's another thing, you know, always plan ahead. And, you know, in the airlines, we don't just come to the airplane and sit down and put the seatbelts on and go. We get there an hour early. We review our flight plan. So, you know, when they people get up in the morning, great, here's your plan. What do I want to do today? I got kids I'm homeschooling. What do I want them to learn? You know, from 8 to 9, I want them to do math. 9 to 10, I want, you know, science homework. 10 to 11, you know, exercise and lunch, you know. So just kind of make a plan, and that way people are expecting that plan to happen. You know, the kids might be say, okay, from 8 to 9, I know I need to do my math, or math is going to happen. You know, mom's going to teach me math, or my online tutor is going to teach me math. So have that plan, think ahead, you know, what's going to happen? How am I going to get through this? And just, that's kind of another helpful tip that I would like to share, you know, just write it out, make a plan.
And for the plan, to make a plan, is that saying like, should we make it really simple in terms of wake up at this time, do X, do Y, do Z, or should it be more complex in the sense of these are the things I need to do to find a job or to build a business, or, you know, when you're, I guess, as a pilot, are you still, as you advance in your career with 15,000 hours, do you still take note of the simple things that you may otherwise take for granted and then use those as a foundation to build the other stuff off of?
I would say yes.
Okay.
So just use, you know, you know, from day one to now, some of the little things I still use, you know, incorporate, you know, especially like holding patterns. We first learned those were something that was very foreign to us, but now it's kind of it's, I wouldn't say an everyday occurrence, but we're very familiar with them, and we have guidance on how to do it, you know, but it's just, again, that's repetition and experience. So, but yeah, start with the small things and how could they add up or contribute to the big things. So for example, you know, if you want to maintain, you know, start a business and you're not sure how to do it, read a book on how to start a business. Or you want to increase sales, read a book on sales or watch a YouTube video. And that will, or if you want to get a client, you can't do a face-to-face meeting, you know, do a Zoom call like we're doing. So, yeah. I mean, just, you know, kind of overcome, you know, maybe the old adage, adapt and overcome. And
I love the idea that, you know, again, playing off of airline metaphors, that the world's kind of in a holding pattern right now, you know, for many people, rather than it's this, it's a holding pattern, right? And a holding pattern is not that we're not going to get to where we want to go. It's just, we're delayed a little bit because of weather, because of, you know, ground traffic, whatever it is. Right. And so maybe we could adopt that in our mindset of, it's not that this is the end, but we're in a holding pattern right now. There's just a little bit of a delay that's keeping us to get from where we are to where we want to be. And we all know that whenever you're in some sort of hold, it feels, I never hear people cheer the pilots when the plane lands on time and it goes smooth like it does. I always hear them cheer when the plane's delayed and then we finally take off and then when we finally get there.
And you're absolutely right. And it's, you know, nobody ever, they always appreciate, you know, when things go smoothly, but they don't really see us up working. You know, we got to deviate around weather. We got to, you know, we're in a holding pattern. We got to do A, we get stuck behind slower traffic and they slow us up. But, you know, you know, it's just one of those things that things are going to happen and you got to be prepared for it. And sometimes you're going to have late nights, sometimes you're going to have early mornings, and it's just part of the game. So it's, you know, when you, like I talk about routines, you know, if you're out walking or you want to try something new, maybe if you're a walker, go on, do a small run, a light run. If you're a runner, try something else, some weightlifting. And I know it's easier said than done, but it's something to keep your mind active, you know, like, hey, I'm walking every day. What can I do a little bit differently?
I'm going to ask you about two types of people, Kevin. So the first type of person, let's say you've piqued their curiosity about mindset, they're wanting to do something with it, but they're so in that kind of stuck and feeling maybe fear or powerless or whatever that is. What is the number one thing that you could give them that would help them in starting to develop a mindset? Or, you know, what is the one mindset shift they might make? And then the second person is going to be somebody who's a little bit more advanced in the game, they feel like they have a really good foundation on it, but they're looking to level up. What would that be for them too? So we'll do the first one first.
I would say the first person, there maybe they're like unsure, hey, what, you know, how do I develop that mindset? What's going on? Just try something new and keep a journal, keep a logbook. And again, another metaphor, but just keep some, maybe something they haven't tried. Write it down, or write down 5 wins that they've had. You know, they get up in the morning, they get up at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. That's a win. They made their bed. That's another one. Oh, okay. Well, if I have these wins, I can start building upon it. So I did, you know, made my bed. Well, what's another one? Well, oh, wait a minute. I can go out for a walk. That's another one. I got 5,000 steps in for the day. That's a win. I read 30 minutes. So if you just start with that, it could be anything, really. I mean, you got your kids to do their homework, so it's a win. You know, I got my kids to do their homework. I coerced them to do it. I guess that's, I don't know if that would be the proper terminology, but just start.
Yeah, just whatever start, it takes.
Just start with small victories. And it's not an overnight process. And there are plenty of books. A couple of them I've read are Atomic Habits. That's, and I don't know who the author is, and there was another James one. Clear. What's that?
James Clear.
That's on my shelf, and another one is, The Mental Side of Baseball, and I can't remember the author's name. He was a baseball scout. I want to say it was Hale something or other. Hale is, the last name escapes me, but he wrote a book on the development of Major League Baseball players.
Huh.
Being a professor, he passed away about 2 years ago, but he was a scout, and people wanted to know what made, you know, like some baseball players are Hall of Famers and some are not, and what makes one that much better. And so he would kind of go into it, how to get started. And so, yeah, just a small resource, or you can even Google mental mindsets, and I'm sure you'll get some articles and videos on YouTube that probably go into it. But, you know, maybe start with 30 minutes of Atomic Habits in the morning, read that and kind of get some ideas, and then and write down your wins.
And then what about for the one who feels a little bit more advanced and they're really looking to go to the next level here? What would you suggest for them?
I would say keep in contact with your network. Maybe, you know, I want to become a coach. Well, who's, you know, Jesse, I would call you if I had questions, if I wanted to, you know, up my coaching career. What is, you know, how do I do that? And just keep that connection. And it could be even somebody, you know, at your level. Hey, what are you doing now? How are you getting sales? How are you getting more clients? We're doing Zoom calls. And just kind of, you know, call that person, talk to them, email them, Facebook them, use LinkedIn. And just kind of reach out to people who are doing what you want to do. And that way you can maybe learn something, a technique, a tip, and just kind of develop your skills set even further.
How does mindset play into focus, Kevin? And why is focus so important in general, but especially during times like right now?
It's easy to get discouraged. You know, especially, you know, if you're maybe a server at a restaurant, you're not working. So, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm in college. I can't pay my bills. I might have to move home with my parents. But it's okay, wait a minute. What, you know, what is going on? What is really happening versus what you're perceiving that is going on? And then how can I better myself? How can I get a better skill? And to keep yourself focused is, it's like keeping your eye on the road. You know, you want to keep your eye on the road. You don't want to start, like, you know, looking around, you know, while you're driving the car. So you just want to maintain your bearing and keep that focus on what you're doing. Or, you know, how do I get better? How do I get another job? Maybe I have to reinvent myself. And so that's kind of, you know, for the second person. But, yeah, just to stay focused. And if you find yourself getting off focus, maybe just – take a breath, relax, and then think about what it is you want to accomplish.
Kevin, people are at home right now, shelter in placing, self-isolating, quarantine, whatever the terminology is, they have some extra time on their hand. If you could recommend one podcast people listen to during this time, what podcast would that be?
I like Jocko Willink. He's a former SEAL team commander, and yeah. If you talk about mental mindset, those guys are certainly high achievers, and he gives great tips on how to be a better communicator, how to develop that mindset, and how to just if you don't have that drive, he'll tell you there's days he doesn't want to get out of bed, but he gets out anyway, and he'll do it.
What is Jocko's thing? He says discipline equals freedom, right? Is that what it is?
That's correct.
Yeah, discipline equals freedom. Book you'd recommend people read?
I would say, boy, I got a ton of them on there. I got two. I would say Jocko Willink. He's got three books out now. Yeah, any one of the three. And Dichotomy of Leadership. Yeah. I like that one. And what was the other one? He just put out a handbook to communication, and I just finished that. And there was great tips on how to be a better communicator. And with that being said, I also recommend that people go out and read a fiction book. I know a lot of us, you know, mm-hmm. self-development. And what that does is activate your right side of your mind, how to be more creative. And, you know, we're very, you know, in the professional development, the Jack Canfield books, the Brian Tracy books, the Tony Robbins books, that's more of an analytical, how we can accomplish something, but then also pick up a novel, you know, escape from reality for an hour. I like David Baldacci. I just finished his Amos Tekker series. So, he hasn't written a bad book yet. So,
very good. And movie or documentary you'd recommend people watch at this time?
Wow, documentary.
Or movie.
Or movie? Boy, that's a really great question.
Anything.
I just ended up watching Narcos Mexico on Netflix, and I really enjoyed that. And it was based on a true story, and it was I wouldn't say it's for a younger crowd, but it's maybe for 18 and up, 17 and up, something like that. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great program. There's three seasons in Colombia, and two in Mexico. So. It was good. I enjoyed it.
It's perfect. Everyone, I encourage you to really play with this metaphor that Kevin laid out for us with flying the airplane in a holding pattern, because one of the powerful things that we can do in any sort of mindset shift, as Kevin laid out, is really simplify things. Get that pen and paper out, as he suggested, and make your list. Put a plan together for yourself, because it gives you something tangible, something you can control. In a time of uncertainty where we feel like so much is out of control and we're experiencing so much disruption, one of the surest ways to get back into control is to make a plan, you know, and execute on it. Whether that's something as simple as waking up in the morning, brushing your teeth, making the bed, like Kevin was saying, you give yourself three wins right away to start the day. And they may not seem significant, but in times of uncertainty and when we feel so out of control, it's the things that seem so insignificant that can be the most significant and be the things that are critical in helping us reshape our mindset. And then remember that if your life feels like it's just radically changed and you're not sure what the future is going to hold, consider embracing the notion that it's a holding pattern. It's a holding pattern. Just because we're in a holding pattern doesn't mean the destination, we're not going to get there. It just means that we're delayed. And usually when we do get there after a holding pattern, we appreciate the arrival all the more. And we end up celebrating it. So Kevin, this was absolutely incredible, man. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I love what you brought here today, and it's been a real gift. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on, Jesse. It was really a lot of fun, and I enjoyed sharing my thoughts, and hopefully your audience gets something. And please reach out to me on social media, Kevin Davenport on LinkedIn. And if your audience has any more tips, they can feel free to reach out anytime they want.
Yeah, we'll put all your links and everything in here, Kevin.
Perfect.
All right, buddy. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time on another episode of A Handful of Hope. Until then, bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you're finding value in these conversations, please rate and review on Apple, Google, Stitcher, or wherever your favorite place is to listen to.